This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I guess the president's going to change the Defense Department to the Department of War, hearkening back to a time when it was called the Department of War. And we'll get your take on that. You can always weigh in on our YouTube chat as well. And, of course, on social media. Mikey Sherrill is a nut who's running. She's running for governor of New Jersey, if you have not been paying attention. Zora Mandami is a nut. He's running for mayor of New York City. They're both backing each other, their various positions. Mikey does not believe you as a parent should be able to opt your kids out of LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet, and every numerical symbol. I don't want to offend anyone, so I'm just adding that. I'm adding every numerical symbol to my previous already disclaimer of every letter of the alphabet, because I'm an inclusive guy and I don't want to offend people. I like to be inclusive and not to be offensive intentionally. So as you keep adding things, it's inevitable you're going to forget something. So I'm just covering my bases by I'm the one who added every letter of the alphabet. So it's LGBTQ. They added the plus IA. I said, well, then throw in every letter of the alphabet. But I figured if they got plus, then you might as well add every numerical symbol just to be safe. So that's it. But she doesn't believe you should be able to opt your kids out of that. And that's just insane. But it goes to the whole point of the left, which is that they view schools as pure indoctrination. This is why this race in New Jersey has broader implications than just simply New Jersey, because I know this audience is massive. The Zeoli Army is huge and growing every day by leaps and bounds. Thank you for that. You are our marketing department, and you're also my spirit animal. It's true. You get me through the day. And so even if you don't live in New Jersey, you might live in Canada. You might live in Cuba. You might live in Ethiopia. Well, not Cuba. We can't listen in Cuba. But you might live in Ethiopia. We have a huge audience there. No matter where you are, the race matters, because if Mikey Sherrill wins in November and Zora Mandami wins in November, then the Democrats are going to have – and the Democrats win in Virginia. They're going to have major headwinds going into the midterm elections. That's why the White House allegedly – and I don't know if it's true or not, but the big New York Post story today – and this is brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental – go see him for your perfect smile, all right? Smiling is good for you. It makes you happy. It's good for you to see a dentist at least twice a year, they say. And you get your free implant consultation by seeing Dr. Mike, VenariaDental.com. Allegedly, the White House is saying, if you guys don't sort this out here, we're getting involved. And what they're saying is to Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate, you got to get out. And to Eric Adams, the independent, the current incumbent mayor, you got to get out of the race, all right? You guys can't win. Not that they're happy about putting their support behind the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer Andrew Cuomo, but they may not have a choice because the race is too crowded. And so Mandami's going to win. Could Sliwa win one-on-one? I mean, maybe, but it's not a one-on-one field. And you've got Adams in there, and he's splitting the vote, and Cuomo. And so your option may be very, very limited. So allegedly, John Katsimides, who's the owner of WABC Radio in New York, also the owner of Gristiti's Supermarkets, spoke with the Post and said that the president, the White House, is trying to do something about that race and to get some of the candidates to drop out to clear the way for it to be a one-on-one show. And that's their best opportunity they have to defeat Mandami the Commie, who's backing Mikey Sherrill. As I mentioned, Mikey Sherrill is backing Mandami. That's the state of that race. And it's not looking good. There's also a malaise factor that's setting in right now. And people believe that you're going to have low turnout in November. Yeah, you will. You want to know on which side? The Democrats' side. The Democrats are a mess. They are not organized right now. I'm telling you. Democrats are losing voter registration. The numbers that are out right now, Republicans have gained, independents have gained, and Democrat numbers are down in New Jersey. By a lot. They're down. And the party you may have noticed, is fractured. They're all over the place. There's infighting. Nobody knows who's in charge. At least the Republicans, you know who's in charge. It's basically Scott Pressler at this point. And he's working really hard. And you've got a lot of grassroots people that are working very hard. I myself, on Sunday, just so you know, put my sweat equity into this. I was with Jack Chiarelli on Wednesday. And on Sunday, I'm driving up to Morris County, New Jersey. I'm going to speak at the Morris County Women's Republican Club for their brunch. Do my part. I go wherever I'm asked to try to help if I can fit it in my schedule. It's tough with three kids, and especially as they're getting more involved in sports, as you can imagine. But I'm trying, doing my best. My son's got two different games tonight. I'm trying. But as we get closer to November, the message has to be that, yes, Jack can win. Because in 2021, I still remember that time. It was some Halloween thing or something or other, and I was with a guy who's a very, very smart guy, and he's a finance guy, and he knows numbers. And he said, Murphy's got a 99% chance of winning, and he's going to win by double digits, and based on the polling. And you had hundreds of thousands of Republicans stay home. You stay home, and she wins. We're going to go into midterms, and it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly. But Democrats are not organized. And the reason why I think that she will lose is because they don't like her to begin with. She's a Washington Democrat, and they don't think they can control her. And what you have to realize about Jersey politics is, for the Democrat Party, it's always been about controlling the governor's office so that basically the Democrat Party can make money. It's been a gigantic money laundering scam. And they noticed with Phil Murphy that they had a problem with that. They're not happy about that. He was an outsider, and now they want to make sure that they can get somebody in there who they can control. So they'd rather just try to take a pass on this and wait 4 years and get one of their corrupt cronies in there. It's the truth. Mikey Sherrill is corrupt, don't get me wrong, but Mikey Sherrill is about helping Mikey Sherrill, not about helping them enrich themselves. I mean, she'll line her own pockets all day long, and she has. She's made millions of dollars as a member of Congress. And if she becomes governor, she's going to turn her eyes to the White House. Jack's message the other night was, I'm not looking to run for president. I'm looking to serve my term as governor and then go to the beach. But the race has broader implications because of the fact that every story that comes out right now is an opportunity for Democrats to turn around and say, you see, Donald Trump is destroying America. That's basically every story that comes out. I don't know if he's going to put a ban on transgender people owning guns. I don't know if that's a real story. I don't know if that's fake news. I don't know. But I do find it to be hilarious that now you've got the LGBTQ+ IA, every letter of the alphabet and numerical symbol, because I don't want to leave anybody out, defending the Second Amendment. And I do find that to be kind of hilarious that you've got these lefty groups now coming out and defending somebody's right to own a firearm, which is quite hilarious. But I don't know if they're really going to do that or not. If they do, we'll talk about it. We'll see if that happens. It may be one of those. He may do it at 4 o'clock. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll take it live for you, as we always do, when the president speaks and we assume takes questions. Not used to him doing it at 4 o'clock on a Friday. And by 4 o'clock, it's probably going to be closer to 5 o'clock. Who knows? His timing lately has been kind of all over the place. But he's not dead, although the left thinks he's dead. And the conspiracy theories are all over the place. Even Rosie O'Donnell getting in on the action, too, suggesting that not only Trump paid Epstein $1 billion, but that also the marks on his hands, I believe, and Jasmine Crockett also saying this as well, that Donald Trump's hand looks like it's about to fall off. So they're all focused on his hands. I got my hair cut today. You might have noticed if you're watching on the YouTube stream. Got my hair cut today. Jackie, who cuts my hair, she mentioned that she had a guy in her chair yesterday who said Donald Trump's going to die soon because he's got – I probably shouldn't say this, but – so someone I know said to me that someone said Donald Trump's going to die soon because he's got – you got a year to live based on his hands. So there's all these crazy, crazy conspiracy theories that are out there. And when the jobs numbers come out, like they did today, the left immediately jumps out to say, you see, America is failing. So what's the explanation for the jobs numbers? Well, Kevin Hassett, who is the White House National Economic Council director, Kevin Hassett, spoke with the press. Like, for example, Hyundai. They had an immigration raid at the Hyundai plant. You'll find this to be fascinating. That Hyundai plant where ICE raided, I think it was, see if I can pull up, but Libs of TikTok tweeted this out, 450 plus illegals, is the very same plant that Joe Biden promised would provide jobs for the American people. 450 illegal aliens arrested in a worksite raid at the Hyundai battery plant in Georgia. And that was the big investment that was made by Joe Biden to make batteries at that very same plant in Georgia. So the point is that when you look at these job numbers, as Kevin Hassett explains it, it's because what we're talking about here is job creation is coming from native-born workers and not foreign-born workers. Let's start with cut number two as he takes questions from the press and speaks with them after the jobs numbers came out. And I'll admit, I mean, it doesn't look great. So they have to explain this. This is the explanation. Maybe you buy it. Maybe you don't. But this is what the explanation is. Cut number two.
The connection between the job reports and immigration activity or deportation activity.
There is, so all the job creation at the U.S. has come from native-born workers, whereas in the Biden administration, it would be like maybe about half was foreign-born. And so if the sort of supply of new illegal immigrants goes to zero, as it has, then there won't be non-native-born workers taking a whole bunch of jobs from native-born workers. And so that is an issue that the supply of new labor has certainly gone down a lot because of the closed border.
All right. Now, if that's the case, then you understand why these numbers are the way they are. That's Hassett's a smart guy. It's his explanation for that. Maybe you don't buy it. Well, the big indication of all that is going to come down to be Election Day. I mean, that really is what it comes down to. It's that issue of whether or not people feel like the economy is good. Here's what I do know, though. I know this for a fact. I know that these companies that were at the White House yesterday are very bullish on the investment that they're making in America. And they're very bullish on the fact that the president and the administration, they're deregulating around energy. That is fueling economic growth that you may not see right away. And the reason why is because it takes time to get the power that is necessary to fuel this up and running. I was with a guy the other night who works at he works in the nuclear industry. And it was a great conversation. He was explaining all this to me. And I'm first one to tell you, I don't really understand much about nuclear power and how it all comes to fruition. But it takes years, obviously, to get this going. But the amount of regulations that you have to go through, the amount of deregulation that is involved here in this from the administration's perspective, it's not just a matter of simply taking out your pen and doing some deregulation. You've got to find the land. You've got to get the financial backing. When you talk about nuclear, and then what the big tech companies want is they want a fully ready-to-go nuclear plant. After years of the left going after nuclear and literally just decapitating nuclear power in favor of wind power, which works, he told me, 33% of the time versus a nuclear reactor, which works 365 days a year, 24/7, and has a life of 100 years is the life versus a windmill, which has a life of 20 years. and get you power about 33% of the time, and that is that's a good average. That's good average. Or solar panels, which might be about 24% of the time. Or maybe I have those two flipped, and it doesn't matter. You get the point. So you're talking about either a quarter or a third of the time these monstrosities are getting you power versus a nuclear reactor, which is getting you power 100% of the time. But you've got to get the capital involved. You've got to find the land to build it. And you got to go through all the regulations, all of which takes time. Then you got to build these things. And you got to figure out the way you're going to cool it. You're going to cool it with water. You're going to cool it with air. They've got air chillers now. They can cool it with air. You don't even need water. But if you're going to cool it with water, you got to figure that aspect of it. The AI companies who need all this, the power companies, the data companies, excuse me, they're looking for fully ready to go. Turnkey operations. That requires a lot. There's great excitement with this administration and what they're doing in this area. Great excitement. But again, it's not the kind of thing where you just simply turn a switch. It takes time to get there. The other point, too, that I thought was really interesting in having this conversation with him is that when these windmills and these solar panels are done, what do you do with them? There's a landfill in Texas, in West Texas, where they just dump these windmills. I shouldn't say windmills, because honestly, a windmill, in my opinion, is something you have on a miniature golf course. Like, we were playing miniature golf on vacation. They had a windmill. It's fun. You know, if you can get a golf ball through a windmill on a putt-putt course, good for you. Like in Cape May, for example, that's great. That's a big win. That's a windmill. These things are not windmills. Like, a windmill might help you churn butter in the Amish country. That's a windmill. You're standing there with your kids, maybe milking a cow for fun, getting taffy or Amish candy for a penny, if it's still a penny. Under Biden, it went from a penny to like $100. But, you know, it might be back down now to like 5 cents or something. But, yeah, and there's a windmill there. That's a windmill. These things are gigantic monstrosities that are taller than the Eiffel Tower. But when they're done, they got to go into a ditch in West Texas. Solar panels? Well, what do you do with them? They got all these rare earth minerals in them. So they're considered to be hazardous materials. Yeah, you can't just recycle them. Can't recycle the blades and the wind turbines either. So if you want to do this to grow the American economy, and these data companies and these AI companies and the tech companies need the power, sure, they're going to turn to Three Mile Island. They're going to get a reactor going up, running again, and they've got the support of a state that says, yeah, we want to invest in power. Fantastic. New Jersey said, we are shutting down nuclear reactors. We're going to shut down all our coal-fired power plants. You want to know why your electricity rates are going up? They're going up because when you get rid of the supply, but you still have demand, in fact, demand is surging, well, then you've got to turn on the auxiliary power, like in Christmas Vacation. That's expensive. But if you're relying on wind turbines, massive monstrosities, or the promise of them, or you're relying on solar panels, and they're giving you electricity maybe 25% or maybe 33% of the time, understand that that's not going to get the job done. But you've shut down nuclear, and you've shut down coal, and you've said no to natural gas. Now you need the power. Now you've got demand surging, so what do? Well, what you do is you go to your neighbors and you buy it from outside of the state, but now there's surging demand. Like anything else, when there's high demand and you don't have supply, you're paying more for that. That's how you got into this mess. To unravel from that, you have to up the supply. That's how you fix the problem. That doesn't happen overnight. That's something that has to happen that takes time. Anyone who promises you that they can just fix this on day one by freezing rates, like Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey, is saying she's lying. You can't freeze electricity rates. That's a lie. They fluctuate. There's no way to do that. And if you were to do that, the second problem with that is you're freezing them at very high rates. And then the second problem is that you still have an issue here where you've got a high demand and you don't have supply. So it's going to take time now for that problem to course correct. But if you're wondering, how do these tech companies feel? They feel really good. Even Mark Zuckerberg feels good. Sergey Brin feels good. Apple's Tim Cook feels good. And they're all investing in America because these guys know they're going to make a lot of money. Here's Meta CEO Little Mark Zuckerberg with his perm and his karate nunchucks at the White House last night for this big tech CEO dinner hosted by the president and the first lady. Cut number three.
Well, thanks for hosting us. I mean, this is quite a group to get together. And, you know, I think, you know, all of the companies here are building, just making huge investments in the country in order to build out data centers and infrastructure to power the next wave of innovation. So it's, you know, we don't often get together as the CEOs of the different companies, but it's good to see everyone.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot. Thank you, Mark. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
That's to build out data centers and infrastructure to power the next wave of innovation. $600 billion. That's not chump change. That's a lot of cash. It's a lot of cashish. So in order to power that kind of an investment, you need energy. If we were dealing with the Democrat administration right now, what we would have is we would have a administration that would be saying no to the kind of energy that you really need to make this kind of power. So what would these companies be doing? They'd be looking to offshore this energy. They would be looking to offshore in countries that are favorable to energy. That's what they would do. They'd go overseas. So Europe doesn't want it. They would go to the Middle East because the Middle East would be fine with it. They'd be fine with it. You could use oil, which is not going to be efficient. So, but they could build nuclear reactors. I mean, anywhere in the world, could build them anywhere. But if America doesn't want it, and if you've got the left with their agenda that says not here, hell no, never, well, then they're going to go someplace else. These companies will choose to just leave. They're only making this kind of investment because they believe that once they get started and you get enough hedge fund money behind the construction of these facilities, you'll be too far down the road that even if a Democrat gets back in the White House, you'll be too far down the road for them to come in and kill it. Now, it's a risk. It's a gamble. It's a really big risk on their part because you could very easily have a Democrat administration come into the room and say, we're killing it, right? No more nuclear. No, that's it. No more natural gas. No liquid natural gas export facilities. In fact, we're putting a ban on the export of liquid natural gas again. So I think these guys are not only betting on the fact that you're going to have at least a Republican administration follow this one, but then you're going to have a Republican administration follow the next one. And you're going to see that reflective in 2028's election because they're not going to want to go back. If you've got the infrastructure, you've got half of these things being built out. So Zuckerberg by then, say, has already spent, I don't know, maybe $100 billion towards that $600 billion. And then all of the energy that's required for him to be able to make that kind of investment. He, as much as he's a lib, he's not going to want to waste that kind of capital. And all his hedge fund buddies and all his Silicon Valley tech, these guys at the end of the day are, they're capitalists. They might be lefty capitalists. And they might be socialists in their heart of hearts to make their friends at cocktail parties feel good, but they love making money and they love winning and they love the thrill of the competition. They're not going to want to see a Democrat come in and then kill everything by executive order. So they're making this investment, rolling the dice and betting that not only is the president going to follow through on all this for the next 3.5 years, but that there's going to be a Republican there to follow through in the next 4 years after that. Otherwise, this is just too risky because they've seen it in the past. They've seen where they started to go down this road, and then a Democrat came in on day one, an executive order, and then killed everything. And they don't want to make that risk. They don't want to take that chance. Trust me on this. So they're feeling very bullish about the future as well. All right, as we continue on the show today, we're going to talk to our friend Dr. Victoria Coates about a number of issues related to energy and foreign policy as well. I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. I was talking to my buddy Matt Kelly the other day. He's a great friend. I'm very proud of the friendship and the business relationship that we've had with Emmons Roofing and Siding as a sponsor of this show for so many years. I tell you what I love about Emmons. It's the integrity. Because when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. There's a lot of roofing contractors out there. There's a lot of home improvement companies out there. So why go with Emmons? Very simple. It is about integrity. It is about making sure the job is done right, on time and on budget. And it's about using American-made roofing materials, the finest in the business, the Owens Corning shingle. And because Emmons is platinum certified with Owens Corning, you are getting the lifetime warranty on that roof, transferable to the next owner. That's right. So you can have peace of mind, and whoever you sell your house to, if you sell your house, they'll have peace of mind as well. Emmons also has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. They remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old house. They did a fantastic job. Not only was my wife thrilled, Bridget loved it, but then when we sold the house for a premium. So think about it. Whether it's Anderson Windows, whether it is that roof with that lifetime warranty, they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Now, it's a beautiful day today, and the weather's still great at the Jersey Shore, but before you know it, not only are midterms going to be here, but before that, winter's going to be here. So how's that roof doing? Have Emmons give that roof a free inspection. Never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll get that lifetime warranty with the Owens Corning shingle. Just like I have on my home. At least the old home that we sold. Emmons has done great work in our new home, including replacing doors and replacing a couple of windows for us already, with more to come. So go to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S. And trust the team at Emmons like I've done for 12 years in two different homes. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Well, this is a big deal because she, it's true, travels with her own toilet to protect her DNA, just like Kim Jong-un. I read that on her bio at the Heritage Foundation, where she is the vice president of foreign policy for the Davis Institute of Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. I'm sorry, Dr. Victoria Coates. I'm sorry. I blew that. But how are you today?
I've never been compared to Kim Jong-un before. So that's
exciting
and new for me. Offer
the Jewish state how Israel and America can win. Happy Friday, for real.
Yeah, happy actual Friday.
Yeah. So we have a lot to chat about, but Matt asked me to, right at the start of this, ask you about this story, which has a lot of people talking. We're going to talk about the Navy SEAL story as well. But Kim Jong-un traveled to China with a private toilet to protect his DNA as staff carefully cleaned it after his sit-down with Vladimir Putin. I mean, I travel with a portable toilet. I thought everybody did. I'm not sure why this is newsworthy.
Well, that's, I mean, he only travels by that secure train, which has, yes, everything, including the special toilet on it. And apparently, if he goes to Moscow, he'll go by that train as well.
That train is pretty, pretty badass. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to travel by rail, that's the way to go.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that's probably his prized possession. They don't have very much in North Korea due to his policies, but that's definitely tops on his list.
How is he still in power? I mean, really, don't they always try to kill him every now and then?
Well, yes. I mean, and that's sort of what I think we'll be talking about. But you know, the Kims have managed to essentially brainwash that entire population. The couple of people I know who have gone said there really isn't any dissent. There is acceptance of the kind of domination that they've established. And it's so sad, Rich. There was one of Secretary Rumsfeld's favorite pictures was a satellite picture of the Korean Peninsula.
Yep.
And in the south, you have the glowing brightness of just one of the world's most vibrant economies. And in the north, there's a little pinprick of light where Pyongyang is, and it's just all dark. And it's the same people. And you know, they've just been separated by capitalism and communism for the last 50, 60 years. And it just shows you that communism kills, literally. They're 6 inches shorter than their South Korean counterparts, who aren't particularly tall, you know, as a people. So losing 6 inches is something you want to pay some attention to over the course of those decades. That's the malnutrition. That's the abuse. But they seem to accept it. So it's a very discouraging, depressing situation.
I think it's smarter of them, though, to make sure that he doesn't leave any pieces of hair either. Because in the new Superman movie, spoiler alert, but they were able to clone Superman, which they also did in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, by getting a little piece of his hair. So you got to make sure you don't do that. We would not want to have Kim Jong-un cloned, Dr. Victoria Coates.
No, one is plenty. But the you know what was interesting also about that, you know, what went down in Beijing this week was the hot mic moment between Xi and Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that? Where they
I
were,
did, but yeah, but let's yeah. fill in the audience in case they don't know.
So the hot mic moment of Putin and Xi talking, and what are they talking about? They're talking about how they can become immortal by constant organ transplants over time, that they think this will make them immortal. They actually believe this. And so you start with the ghoulishness of using the Russian and Chinese people essentially as organ donors to keep these two men alive. And then, you know, the hubris of it, that you're finally going to be the one who cheats death. You're going to be the one who cheats God, who fools God. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me, and such a sort of snapshot into what they're actually thinking.
And we know that organ harvesting has been the stuff of quote-unquote conspiracy theories. Well, once again, another conspiracy theory here, people were vindicated again.
Yeah, no, and I mean, and this has been you know, a constant criticism of China, that they do harvest organs from people they consider to be lesser and use them for the Chinese people. And this just shows that that's not, as you say, a conspiracy theory. That's real.
Yeah.
And, you know, they think they can actually get to this kind of immortal state. So that was, I thought, the most interesting story of the week.
And we know that Xi, that's the idea, which is that he is the supreme, a deity, essentially, and that is the ultimate goal, which is his immortality and his ultimate rule of China. And that's why their goal here is supremacy on the planet. And people need to understand that. That is how China views the world. Am I correct about that?
You are. They're megalomaniacs. I mean, this is not normal behavior. You know, you think about, Donald Trump, who's supposed to be the dictator in training. And what does he do? He loses an election. He raves. He rebuilds. He comes back. He wins an election. There is zero doubt in my mind he will walk out of the White House on January 20th, 2029, hand the keys to his successor and, go off and become, a political mastermind from Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster. So, that's how a normal person behaves. But these people aren't normal. You can't deal with them the way you deal with, even somebody like a Keir Starmer, for example, who, I don't agree with politically, the prime minister of the UK, but, he's a normal human.
Yeah.
These people aren't. And
although I think the comment by that comedian this week, I'm sure you know about that, where the comedian mm-hmm. who was arrested said, when did the UK turn into North Korea, as we're talking about that? Because he was arrested for making some jokes about transgendered people. And they had armed police, which to people that may not realize this, but in the UK, not every cop is armed. So I love the old joke by Robin Williams, which is, would the police in England say, stop, or I'll yell stop again. And in this case, they sent armed police to go arrest this man. And he said, when did the UK turn into North Korea?
Yeah, that was deeply disturbing. And it was very much the substance of the vice president's speech in Munich in February, where he said, you people have a real problem with civil liberties. And that is real. I don't disagree with that. But I don't think Keir Starmer is going to start harvesting organs to become immortal. Low bar. But
although they may harvest organs to eat them because the food in England is not particularly. All right. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. That went too far there. While we're on the subject of North Korea, what do you make of that New York Times story today, the secret mission by Navy SEALs to sneak into North Korea? Did you have a chance to familiarize yourself with that story?
Yeah. My main response is whoever leaked that should be charged with treason. I mean, that is unconscionable that you would reveal that kind of operation. And it was unconscionable of the New York Times to print it. When that was floated to them, they should have said, no, this is wrong. This should not be publicized. And, we have heroic men and women in all parts of our military and our intelligence community who are getting up to things like that all around the world every single day. And what we should do is thank them. They are trying to keep us safer. And in almost all the cases, they are. So the proper response is, thank you. Don't tell me what you're doing. I don't need to know.
Right.
Because we don't. And that made me as mad as I've been in a long time.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us today, and it's great to have her. I won last night. I had the Eagles. I don't bet, but if I did, I would have taken the Eagles. It was a great game until the Lightning. However, I am betting that Venezuela will beat the U.S. in a war. Do you think that's a good bet, Dr. Coates?
I do not think that's a good bet. I think that the United States can take out Venezuela pretty handily.
You think so?
I do. I mean, the mismanagement.
Bridget, sweetie, hold on that bet. Just hang on with that. Hang on. All right, go ahead. Sorry, you were saying. Before she gets said.
Is there a FanDuel for national?
Yeah, there's
security?
A FanDuel for international conflict. They just added it a couple minutes ago.
All right, so maybe I'll join. this is really interesting because there is a lot of hooting and hollering on X about how the president doesn't have the authority to take the action against the drug cartels. I think he has every authority under Article 2 of the Constitution to keep the American people safe. And we've been losing hundreds of thousands of people to this drug crisis. I mean, the numbers dipped a little bit last year, but down to about 85,000 from 110 the year before. Any people dying from this should be unacceptable, let alone at those numbers. I mean, remember for COVID, which was nothing even remotely comparable about that, they totally changed the way we live. And in this, we're nothing to see here. We can't do anything about it. So I think the president is 100% correct to, start to treat this as a military crisis. These are foreign terrorist organizations, as he's designated them. Those who give them material support, like Nicolas Maduro's regime, should be held accountable. And on top of that, and I don't think we fully understand this yet, the Maduro regime uses them as a kind of a paramilitary arm. So So it's not like they're acting independently here. They're going where he wants them to go. They're selling the drugs he wants them to sell, the poison Americans. So, you know, it's high time we got after this. And I think, you know, the president and Secretary Hegseth are absolutely doing the right thing.
Well, here's what I'll say about that. In, I believe it was 2016, it was a federal judge who ruled that when President Obama was killing people on the secret kill list, he had every right to do so as long as he first designated them terrorists. And he can kill them on foreign soil, even if they were American citizens. We have since pre-9/11, when Clinton was president and when Bush was president, and then after 9/11, radically expanded the definition of a terrorist. And now all we have to do is just say they are, and, you know, we can kill them. It's legal. If the Congress doesn't like that, then Congress needs to do something about that. I mean, that's just the way it is. And both parties have done it. Biden did it. I know that there are some people that have problems with it, and I understand that, because it is a shaky line when it comes to the power of the executive when you're dealing in international waters, and I get that point. But I feel like that proverbial horse ran out of that barn even pre-9/11. We've just kept expanding the powers ever since.
Well, yes and no. So the process to designate an organization or an individual as an FTO is arduous. And I've been through it, because we ran the process to get the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps designated as an FTO. And that was really hard, because State and Defense didn't want to do it for some of the reasons you're talking about. They were concerned that you'd then have elements of the U.S. military designated as terrorist groups. And my feeling is that probably would happen anyway. And the IRGC is a terrorist group, and so not calling it one, you know, robbed us of some authorities we wanted. But we went through the process. We finally bludgeoned. This is great. We did it by holding in-person meetings at the White House every Friday at 5 until they gave up. Because there's
Fridays
nothing.
At State 5. Department,
yeah, the State Brutal. Department hates that. Hates it.
I can imagine.
That for six weeks, and then they caved. So that was fun. We enjoyed
their poor livers having to wait till six or 7 o'clock to have a cocktail.
Yeah. That was precisely the problem. So that is a process. You can't just say somebody's a terrorist. And
right.
I do think...
No, I didn't want to shortchange it like you could just say... No. Yeah, it is. You have to designate it. That is correct. Yeah.
Right. And go, you know, and make your case, and it is a legal case. Now, the Al-Awlaki case, which is the American citizen, I think that one remains troubling. I think the extrajudicial execution of an American citizen is a problem, as much as I think he deserved to die. That's not the question, but I think for an American citizen, it is different. So that one remains to me an open question. But
yeah, and by the way, we could do an entire show on the subject of whacking terrorists. And I agree with you, by the way, on American citizens. And there were 4 of them that Obama killed, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, but that's the famous one. And, you know, it's the question is, you know, how we handle that going forward. So, but it is, you know, within the president's, I think, authorities to go after certainly designated foreign terrorists. And that's what he's doing with the drug cartels.
And Dr. Coates, on another subject though, if we're going to have a UFC South Lawn Smackdown.
Like in the octagon, no less.
As the president said. No, actually, what I wanted to ask you about was the announcement at 4 o'clock, rumors the president is changing the name of the Defense Department back to the Department of War. Can you give us a little historical? Is that your dog, by the way?
That's all 3 of them.
All 3 of them. All right, great.
Yeah. So that's actually not much noise.
and great win by the Phils last night on the road. I'm sure they were all excited about that. So
yeah. Oh, everyone's happy
everyone's
with everything
happy.
That's
happened. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say about the Department of War. This was historically what the Army was. And when you go to the EEOB, if you go up the Eisenhower Executive Office Building on the White House grounds, if you go up into the upper floors, you find 2 very beautiful libraries that were essentially for the Department of War and the Department of State back when they would fit into that building, which was probably a model we should go back to. And so the president, I think, rightly thinks the name Department of Defense, which was implemented around World War II, you know, is not exactly what the department does. And I think he wants to signal that, you know, yes, he does prioritize diplomacy, and yes, he rightly hates war. He doesn't want wars. He wants to end wars. But he also knows that the United States needs a credible threat of force in order to get to positive diplomatic resolutions. And so I think, you know, if he does go ahead with this plan, it will be an excellent signal to bad actors around the world that you can't just assume he's going to sit at the negotiating table for the next 3.5 years and let you kind of, as he says, tap him along. As the Iranians messed around and found out, he'll take decisive action if he needs to. So that's, you know, I think the symbolism of it. A friend of mine who is career military said to me, can you imagine they're going to have to appoint an entire department to do this because everybody's title changes. Everybody's business card changes. Everybody's stationery changes. I just, the logistics of it are going to be unbelievable.
But has anyone estimated the cost of what it will be, the name change?
I'm sure CNN will helpfully come up with some very large number.
And ultimately, does Congress have to codify it into law, or does the president have the ability to do it? I've heard different things on that.
No, I think the Congress will have to modify the statute that governs the department, but that's not the hardest thing to do in the world, especially with Republicans, you know, chairing the committee. I'm stuck on the acronym, the Senate Armed Services Committee. So that, you know, that should be a pretty quick, easy fix. And then obviously the House and the Senate will have to appropriate the funding to support it. But if he makes that announcement, we're working on the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, now that's currently being prepared. And we're very pleased with it, by the way. About 80% of what Heritage recommended is in it. So I think that's going to be a really good bill for the security of the American people, and they could put this into that.
I also wanted to ask you about this, too, and that is that, you know, as we're having all these conversations about Putin and where everything stands with that. We're also talking a lot about energy here in America. How concerned should Russia be that the United States of America right now is striking all of these deals with Europe and with other countries? Because we're talking about trade. We're also talking about energy right now. And you have said many times that Russia is basically a gas station with nuclear weapons. So how concerned should Putin be with all this?
Oh, I think this is one of the president's most important tools. And we hit, I believe it was in June of this year, a record high of oil production. So we're clawing back some of the growth in production that was sort of stunted, if you will, under the Biden administration, which did see a slowly increasing production, but nothing like what we could do. And particularly for natural gas, that's going to be really important for Pennsylvania. Our exports are some that can go straight to Europe if we need them to. And the Europeans have signed up to the tune of about, I think, $750 billion. It's the number that sticks in my head for what they're going to buy. So that is $750 billion that isn't going to Putin. Our gas is also cleaner than his. So this is a good thing for the environment. And, you know, if China wants to continue to buy the dirty Russian oil and gas, you know, there's probably not that much we can do about it. But where I'm really continuing to watch, and I know we've talked about this, I think it's really important, is what's going to happen with India. And there, now the relationship is very contentious. I think the president has been really needing to focus their attention on his seriousness. And I think, though, the relationship he has with Prime Minister Modi is strong, and that we'll get through this difficult period and then find a way that we supply them. You know, that's a huge new market for us, particularly in the natural gas sphere. So figuring that out. And Japan as well also announced this week they're going to significantly expand their natural gas purchases because of their location. They purchased from Alaska. But that's just more market share for the United States.
I mean, that's fantastic. It really is. We have to run, but I'm grateful for your time. I will let you get back to your personal luxury train, and I thank you for joining us here on the show. So always a pleasure to have you, my friend, Dr. Victoria Coates. Follow her on Twitter, at Victoria Coates. By the way, any Fox News hits coming up?
I was on Fox Business this morning.
Excellent.
And so yes, I was on Varney and was supposed to be on Kudlow this afternoon, and we had to pull it down because the president's going to talk.
Oh, well, you know, it's when you get bumped by that guy.
That's okay.
It's like,
that's okay with me.
Yeah, I mean, the nerve of that guy, I'm telling you. All right. Well, have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You too. Go Birds.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop. They have a great event coming up on September 27th. Guys and gals, co-ed shooting event. How fun does that sound? You can also book your event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. You can book an event for up to 30 people. You can book an event 10 people during business hours. Have your own instructor. No drugs or alcohol permitted on premises. Listen, Bob's is my go-to shop, and how fun would it be to do something really out of the box? Baby shower? The baby shower. I mean, yeah, you could. You could do that. Why not? Just don't bring the baby. But bridal shower, bachelorette party. You could do a bachelor party there. No drugs or alcohol. But, I mean, strippers, they like guns. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm trying to be creative here. Look, Bob's will work with you. What you want to do? Just go to bobslittlesportshop.com right now and reach out to them for all the details. They'll help you plan a great event. NRA range certified trainers. You do not need to have previous experience. You don't need to have a firearms ID card. Bob's will help you plan a great event. And what's also great about Bob's, as you'll find out if you go to the co-ed shooting event on September 27th, which is coming up, is that they are the place. But they've got a great range, an incredible selection of firearms, and great people who will help you. It is really the place to go. Cleaning classes, range safety classes, firearms ownership. They love helping beginners learn the process of becoming a firearms owner. So start your journey with Bob's today by going to bobslittlesportshop.com. They're right in Glassboro, New Jersey, located right off Delsey Drive. And bobslittlesportshop.com is where you want to go to get all the details, all right? September 27th, co-ed shooting event, and look into planning your great event at bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.